6053, it spoke about the simple and the learned, and how the simple have a much easier time of, well, they just believe in a life after death, basically, whereas the learned tend to become self-absorbed in their own reasoning and reason things away. So I just thought of that in terms of often in our own states, the simple is just holding to what the word says is true, despite what appearances might suggest. And when we fall into being the learned, often it's about trying to control the situation, and that need to control things often is linked to being overwhelmed by appearances and believing them to be real. So we kind of become disconnected from the simple truth that the Lord is, and that we live forever in the spiritual world. We fluctuate between those two states. I think also expectations fall into it as well, which is tied to outcomes, of course. Simple isn't necessarily shallow, because innocence is to be led by the word. That's what innocence is defined as. It also has the idea of not wishing harm, which is loving the Lord and loving the neighbor. So when those things are active and strong, then there's no question about there being an eternal life. But when we start relying on ourself and prudence starts operating, or self-intelligence, then that's when things start to go awry. Yeah, I like the point with regard to the hells being much more obvious and things of heaven being much more subtle. So truths present point out what is hellish, often in a clear way, like, you know, don't touch this. But the heavenly things can be as simple as a genuine connection with someone through a smile. And so basically those memory knowledges of, you know, that perhaps, just as an example, perhaps instruct us with regard to loving our neighbor, being kind to others, that sort of thing. We don't even notice when they are called upon, but it happens all the time. And one aspect of that, I think, has to do with the things of heaven. The heavenly influences are often that much more subtle. One, because they honor our freedom, but in another sense, so that we don't attribute them to ourselves as well. The vast majority of things that pass through us from heaven, we are just unaware of. And yet the mercy of the Lord is such as that those things of the hells that are there are amplified, so that we've got a basis for inner work.